This is what?
Paya.
And this is?
Thyroid.
And this is?
Earlobe.
Well,
ear.
What size one? Which one?
Oh, left ear.
And this is
the right ear.
And I don't have one, if I was a man right here that has a
beard.
Okay, and this is my
mouth. Teeth.
One of them is a
tooth.
This is here.
Neck.
And
Adam's apple.
Well,
throat.
This is my neck. Oh, okay. And this
hand. Two hands.
Okay. And this part of my knee.
The palm.
Okay. Now, I'm leaving out my... This is the...
Fist. Right fist.
Okay, well, together.
Two fists.
And my elbow and my knee are called what?
Joints.
Okay. And this part on a male...
Chest.
Okay. And these are my...
Shoulders. Leg.
And on the bottom is
foot.
There's two.
2 feet.
Someone's been ill for quite a long time, and their color's going out of them and everything.
Pale.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wan.
Another word.
But pale.
How about the word peaked?
Peaked, uh-huh. Looks peaked or puny.
Yeah.
You heard that one?
Mm-hmm. How about if a man has a lot of
strength?
Okay, if he has a lot of strength, we say he is
strong.
How does that compare with stout?
Stout, that just means stout, just means fat to me.
Okay. If somebody has always got a smile and they just have a nice personality, we say they're what?
Good natured.
Okay. What does common mean?
Ordinary.
Would you say the word?
Common.
Yeah. It means ordinary, or how about for a term of disparagement?
Lowbrow. Low class.
Have you heard it used?
Low class, yes. Uh-huh.
To mean
low class, so not desirable.
Okay.
Common people. It's another term, I guess, for poor white trash.
Somebody is very peppy and always just full of energy, you say she's quite
lively.
Okay.
Vivacious.
Lively. Do you ever use that to mean just one age group of people, or is that for everybody?
That would be everybody, I guess.
Just young people or old people or in between or all?
Lively.
How would you express that whole term?
Active. I've heard of active children. Their child's very active. That's what it's.
No, but I know the term we're talking about.
Lively.
How would you say that if you were going to tell me, say your mother?
My mother's lively, full of energy.
Would you say lively, or would you say she's quite lively, or would you say she's lively? Or any other qualifiers besides quite?
Active. Oh.
Okay, that's I'm.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think too. What I would say about my mother? Energetic. That's how I would say that. Full
of energy. That's fine. How about a term that means if you're ill at ease or uncertain about something, you say.
Not feeling well or sick.
No, ill at ease.
Ill at ease. Oh. Nervous, so.
Got part of the word ease in it.
Ill at ease.